Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna see you on Friday, Codex Center. We are so excited,
man. Me too. We had last year. We did this same tour, and man, it was just it was one of the most special things I've ever done. We loved it, and we think everybody else was there was digging on it, so we wanted to do it again. We can't wait, man.
And it's basically you and your guitar on stage. That's it.
Well, it's called. Me and my guitar on tour. I mean, I put a little extra, like, it's really a lot more, it's a lot different than just me on a stool playing by myself for 2 hours. It's truly a journey, and, like, there's different places on the stage I walk to and play different guitars and do different things, and it's just my life put on my sleeve. Here you go.
Now, you and your guitar, do you have nicknames for your guitar?
You have names for most of your guitars, yeah. I mean, I kind of get a little lazy with it sometimes, but most of them, yeah, they do have some names.
Okay. Anything interesting, exciting? Do you want to name a guitar after one of us? A TJ guitar, Hope guitar?
I was going to say, I have some, like I said, I've been getting kind of lazy with it, so I got some that I do need to give some names, so maybe I'll be thinking about that.
Yeah, my husband, I know you're a big hunter and fisherman, and I know my husband names his fishing rods, so... Maybe we should be asking you about your fishing rods, what their names are more than your guitars.
Well, one of them's Porter. But we're gonna get there and we're gonna have a great time, man. And I think Friday's our next single is coming to y'all. So we'll have music coming out and everything on that day. So it's gonna be a good day.
Wow. There's only a few tickets left. We are near sellout. We are pumping it up because we don't want people to miss out on it. Now you're saying you're going to be releasing new music, like Rochester will be the first to hear it?
Yeah. It's a song called Cry. So we'll, and it's nothing like you would think. It's awesome, man. I'm excited to hear it. Let the world hear it.
Cry, should we suggest people bring extra Kleenex to your show?
You know, when you see the video, you'll realize you might need to bring Kleenexes, but you might because you're just laughing so hard you're crying.
Oh, full of emotions. I like that.
Oh, a fun one, because I was going to say, my heart can't take another I drive your truck.
No.
I can't do it.
This one isn't that.
No, it hurts too much.
Lee Bryce with your B-Morning Coffee Club. Hey, Lee, please stick around. We want to talk more about the show coming up this Friday night. Of course, you can still get tickets at WBEE.com. What could our B listeners expect?
B Morning Coffee Club, talking to Lee Bryce. You're going to be playing all of our favorite music, plus some new stuff?
I do have a whole album that I'll be, you know, finished with soon, and it'll be coming out later in the year, and it does have a couple of those on it. But this is not that. This is honestly kind of like a 50s doo-wop. It's really, really interesting and really cool with So What and great song, so I'm excited.
Well, we're definitely excited for your parking lot party energy. We love to play Flip Cup backstage, so I wonder, like, what's your favorite drinking games? Are you ready for Flip Cup, or is there any other ones that maybe we should play together?
That's probably my favorite, too. I mean, it's just like, you can't really lose.
Right. It doesn't take that much skill.
No.
I like Lee's philosophy. Oh, I have to drink again. No one's losing.
Dang it.
Wait, what's the score? Nobody remembers.
Yeah. Get your tickets now, WBEE.com. I'm telling you, there's only like a handful. You don't want to miss it this Friday night, Kodak Center. And are you okay? We got a little snow. You ready for some snow?
Buddy, I'm ready for anything. We actually just went through all of that kind of snow in Nashville, and then I actually went to Hawaii with my wife, so I got a break from it, and so I'm ready for some more. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're gonna be nice suntanned up for the show.
Tanned underneath your snowsuit.
I got my boots.
All right.
He's ready to go. And were you sipping on the umbrella drinks? Is that what you were doing recently?
I might have had a chocolate, a homemade shake with some whiskey in it, maybe, possibly sitting in the pool.
Okay.
So is it just you and your wife, no kids?
Yes, that was it was really special.
That's so nice.
We did one show that was for charity for all the fires around Maui, and the rest of the 4 days we got to just chill. So it was really nice because it's been the holidays, they get busy, and the kids and all the stuff. And so it was a good little break.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, it's fun. You're a great dad, and look at a big heart helping the communities out there, Hawaii recovering from the fires they had last year.
Yeah.
When your kids come to you for advice, do you just tell them to listen to a particular song? I already covered that, kid. You just go listen to the song again.
You know what? I have never really done that. That's interesting you asked that question because I think it's because I spend so much time with the songs, whether it's writing it and then like recording it and hearing it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I just like my brain kind of shuts off from whenever I'm not doing it to give my brain and my ears a rest. So really, I don't do that, but I do just say go ask your mama. A lot, you know.
Yeah. Mama happy, the whole family's happy, huh, Lee Bryce?
And if she ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Right. All right, well, thank you for your time. We will see you Friday, Kodak Center. Get your tickets, WBE.com. Safe travels, buddy.
Y'all be good. We'll see you soon, okay? Thanks for having me, and we'll see you Friday.